Let's lift our hands to the Most High and begin to bless. Jesus.
Let us worship the King of
Kings,
the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. Let's give him glory. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Almighty. You're worthy to be praised. Worthy to be adored. No one like you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, we worship you. You're worthy of our praise, worthy of our honor and adoration. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you. Be glorified forever. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Let us lift our voices to him and say, Father, before this year ends, let all my problems be forgotten. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Please, Father, before the end of this year, let all my problems be forgotten. Gone and forgotten, all my problems. Let them be gone and forgotten, O Lord. Oh, yes, every one of my problems before the end of this year, let them be gone and forgotten. Gone and forgotten, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, let's join our hands together and lift your voice to the Almighty and say, Father, whatever my neighbor needs tonight, give it unto him, please. Let's go ahead and talk to the Lord. Whatever miracle my neighbor needs, let him have it tonight. Whatever miracle he needs, no matter how big, let him have it tonight. Oh yes, Lord. Whatever miracle my neighbor needs, let him have it tonight. Let him have it tonight. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, my Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah, you are worthy, Savior, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, my Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. In Jesus' singing, you are worthy. Oh Lord, hallelujah, you are worthy. Oh Lord, in Jesus' singing tonight, you are worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah, you are worthy, oh Lord. And we are singing, Jesus, you are worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah, you are worthy.
Ancient of days, you are worthy. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy.
Alpha and Omega,
the beginning and the ending, you are worthy. The helper of the helpless, you are worthy.
Thank you for January.
Asepu osu kini.
Thank you for February.
Asepu osu keji.
Thank you for March.
Asepu osu kata.
Thank you for April.
Asepu osu kani.
Thank you for May.
Asepu osu kanu.
Thank you for June.
Asepu osu kefa.
Thank you for July.
Asepu osu keje.
Thank you for August.
Asepu osu kaja.
Thank you for September.
Asepu osu kesan.
Thank you for October.
Asepu osu kewa.
Thank you for November. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, everyone in need of a miracle, those who are here, and all those who are at the various viewing centers all over the world, Father, please give them their miracles. This very night, surprise every one of us. Please do more than we dare hope for. And at the end of it all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. Shake hands with two or three people. Tell them, God will send help to you tonight. And then you may please be seated. Except those who are born in the month of November. So if you are born in the month of November, stand on your feet and shout hallelujah. My Father, my God, I commit your children born in the month of November into your hands. Let it be well with them. Increase their joy. Increase their success. Accelerate their promotions. Give them a new beginning of peace. Give them a new beginning of divine support. Let it be well with them. Answer all their prayers. And let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Children of November, shout another hallelujah. Please be seated. As you have been told, next month we have the Congress. From December 5 to 10, we will do the first 3 months in the old arena, the first 3 days in the old arena. Because of accommodation. So, re-be-season. Ibisisun.
Ibita ma so si.
Engineers, they are clapping for you.
Eyin amoju ero, eyin ni won pa tawon fun.
And the last 3 dates will be here.
Ojo meta to gbeyin. Ibi la ti ma se.
The theme is complete restoration.
Akori re si ni imupada bosipo patapata.
I trust my God. And whatever the enemy has stolen from you, before December 10, you get everything back. This year's Congress will be a Congress like none we have ever had before. It will be so powerful that even from Monday, everyone will know God is visiting his people. Alright. If we believe it's going to be well with you tonight, say amen loud and clear. And those of you in the old arena, even though I can't see you, God can see you. And he will grant your request also in Jesus' name. And those of you in all the viewing centers across the nation and across the world, your request will be granted tonight in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 41. From verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 13. It's one of the passages in the Bible written specially for me. Because their God is talking to me when he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Adeboye, fear not, I will help thee. Helpers of destiny. What is destiny? What is destiny? I think I told you in May that destiny simply means the plan of God for your life. The purpose for which he created you. God never creates anyone without a purpose. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 and 5.
Jeremiah ori kini ese kerin ati kanu re.
Jeremiah 1 4 and 5.
Jeremiah ori kini ese kerin ati kanu re.
God said,
Olorun wi pe,
before I formed thee, I knew thee.
Ko to di pe mo da o ninu iya re, emi ti mo.
While you are yet in your mother's womb, I have already set you apart for myself. God is a master planner. Is an architect. Before he breathes at all, he draws the plan. So before he created you, he had a plan. In Romans chapter 9, verse 17. Romans 9 verse 17. He said, Pharaoh, the reason I created you is to demonstrate my power in you. The reason I raised you up to become a great king is that when I drown you, then people will know I am the King of Kings. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13, chapter 1, from verse 13 to 17. Luke 1, 13 to 17. Before John the Baptist was conceived at all, God said, he shall be great. Before he was conceived, God said, my plan for this boy is that he shall be great. Believe it or not, there is someone here today. Your destiny is to be great. You are not in the world by accident. No. God has a purpose. And that purpose is called your destiny. Now, different things can happen to a man's destiny. When the architect draws the plan for a house, and they begin to build the house, there can be alterations. According to the will of the owner of the house. Now, Psalm 33, verse 11. Psalm 33, verse 11. Says, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. However, the Bible teaches that God is sovereign. Psalm 115, verse 3. Psalm 115, verse 3. He said, our God is in the heavens. He does as he pleases. There is the proverb that says, the man who made the pencil also made the eraser. And God is in the heavens. He does as he pleases. So there is the sovereignty of God. And then there is the free will of man. He can decide. Man can decide what he wants and what he doesn't want. The combination of these two can affect the destiny of a man. In Ezekiel 33, verse 13 to 16, Ezekiel 33, verse 13 to 16, God said, if I say to the righteous, if I say to the righteous, thou shalt live, and then the righteous begins to sin, God said, he will die. Righteousness or no righteousness, if he continues to sin, after I say you will live, he will die. God said, if I say to the wicked, you are going to die. And the wicked repents and ceases to sin and restitutes his ways. God said, he will live. The sovereignty of God, the free will of man, can affect destiny. As a matter of fact, several things could happen to the destiny of a man. Destiny can be aborted. A woman can become pregnant, and the pregnancy can fall. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 8, there was a young man called Abel, who started very well to do the will of God. His brother killed him. So we never discovered what exactly Abel could have become. His destiny was aborted. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, from verse 22 to 28, 1 Samuel 15, 22 to 28, Saul was the first king in Israel. His family was to be a royal family forever. He disobeyed God, and his destiny was aborted. In Acts chapter 1, verse 15 to 20, Acts 1, 15 to 20, the Bible spoke concerning Judas Iscariot. He said, his bishopric let somebody else take. I pray for every one of you here today, your destiny shall not be aborted. Number two, destiny can be destroyed. Just destroyed. A good example is found in 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 6. 1 Samuel 31, verse 6. When King Saul died, all his sons died with him the same day, including Jonathan. Jonathan had already reached an agreement with David. He said, the way things are going, I don't think my father will remain king. But David, you are going to be the king.
David, you are Lord Jabba.
And I will be your assistant. But because of the sin of his father, the destiny of Jonathan was destroyed. Whatever is in your family line that can destroy your destiny, I rebuke it today in Jesus' name. Destiny can be truncated. Okay? Cut short. In 1 Samuel,
Samuel
chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. God said to Eli,
Eli,
he said, I said indeed that you and your father's house shall be priests forever. He said, I said it. I announced it to you. Because that's my plan for you and your entire family forever. But God said, now I say, be it far from me. God said, the plan I had for your family, I'm tearing it. In fact, if you read that passage further down, God said that instead of his children becoming priests, they will be coming to priests to beg for bread. Whatever is going to cause the destiny of your family to be truncated, I curse it today in Jesus' name. Destiny can be redeemed. To be redeemed means you lost it and you got it back. Somebody helped you to buy it back. Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. Mark 5, verse 1 to 20. Tells us a story that you all know too well. The madman of Gadara, who became an evangelist for Satan. Because he was so mad, everybody knew about his madness. But when he came in contact with Jesus Christ, the original plan of God, that this man would be an evangelist for him, was redeemed. Occasionally, you find someone, a young man or a young woman, who everybody thought was going to become great. Suddenly began to mix with wrong friends. And instead of going forward, he begins to go backward. When such people come in contact with Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, he will redeem their destiny. If your destiny has been stolen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he shall be redeemed tonight. Destiny can be restored. A very good example is found in Daniel chapter 4. You can read the whole chapter. It's a story you know. It's about a king called Nebuchadnezzar. He offended God. And the king became an animal for 7 years. But after 7 years, this God who is full of mercy restored him completely. All the 7 years that he was mad, eating grass like an animal, God preserved his throne. Nobody took his throne. Nobody said, well, since there's no king, let me become king. God kept the destiny. After 7 years, God restored the destiny. I have good news for someone. The goal that God has for you, you will begin to approach it from today. Destiny can be reversed. It can be reversed positively. There's a story of a young man called Levi. In Genesis 49, from verse 1 to 7, Genesis 49, verse 1 to 7, when his father wanted to die, he placed a curse on him. He said he will become scattered. But somehow, in Numbers chapter 3, from verse 5 to 13, Numbers 3, 5 to 13, the one that the father said will be scattered, the Almighty God said, no, I want him near me. You know, the Almighty God reserves the right to do whatever he pleases. A destiny that had been cursed, God said, I cancel the curse. I draw this boy near. If there is a curse that has been disturbing your destiny from whatever source, in the name that's above every other name, I cancel that curse tonight. And then destiny can be helped, which is where we are actually going tonight. It's just that I want the sermon to be in two parts. The introduction and then the real business. Destiny can be helped. And just One classical example we do. In 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14, 2 Kings 5, verse 1 to 14, we have the story of a man called
Naaman.
He was destined to die a leper. Oh, he succeeded in everything. But his destiny is that his joy will never be full. Because every time he remembers his leprosy, every joy he may have will vanish. I pray tonight, whatever is not allowing your joy to be full, before the sun rises tomorrow, it will be gone. Now God sent helpers of destiny to Naaman. And there were many of them. God sent a maid. And it wasn't an ordinary maid. This was a slave girl captured in battle. Actually, that girl was an enemy. So when God wants to help your destiny, he can use your enemy. And then it was this girl who spoke to the wife of Naaman. The wife heard and told her husband. So when God wants to help your destiny, he can use a relative. And Naaman went to the king. And the king, according to verse 1, is a friend of Naaman. And the king took action. So when God wants to help your destiny, he can use a friend. The matter got to the attention of Elisha. When God wants to help your destiny, he can use a man of God. The man of God sent a servant to Naaman. Go and wash. Naaman got angry. But his servant came to him. My master. Be careful. When God wants to help your destiny, he can use servants. The servant of Elisha, the servant of Naaman, they all contributed to his destiny. And of course, behind all of this was God himself. But do you know that in the entire story of Naaman, and this is very crucial because that is going to determine the end of section 1. The one who helped the destiny of Naaman most was Naaman himself. Go and wash.
I'm not going to wash. The servant say, please, master, do what they say. And he said, I will do it. God is ready to help your destiny. And I'm going to explain that later on. He can use your enemy. He can use your relatives. He can use your friend. He can use a man of God. And that's why I'm here tonight. He can use servants. He himself is ready. But the question is, will you help your own destiny? There's a saying that they say heaven helps those who help themselves. If Naaman had refused to come down and wash, the efforts of the maid would have been nothing. The effort of his wife, zero. The effort of the king, nothing. The effort of Elisha, zero. The efforts of the servant, nothing. Will you help your own destiny tonight? That's a big question. I will tell you a story, and then I make my altar call for tonight. And those of you who are viewing from various viewing centers all over the world, I want you to know this is a moment of destiny. I've told the story before. A king in one of our towns wanted to celebrate several things, and he invited me to come and preach at the Thanksgiving service. And then he invited all his high chiefs to come. Now these high chiefs belong to several courts. And the second in command to him was the leader of all the courts. As we are about to begin the service, the high chiefs were coming. The usher saw them, how they were dressed in the regalia of the devil. And they ran to me and said, sir, are we going to allow these people into the church? I said, of course. Put them on the front row, where it will be easy for Jesus to reach them. And I changed my sermon. Was going to talk on, oh, that man should praise the Lord. I changed the sermon to the confrontation on Mount Carmel. And I challenged them. I told them I came here with my wife and my son. My car number is so-so-so. If you think you are powerful, Use all your powers to make one of my tires go flat. If you do that, I will worship your God. If you can't do that, you must worship my God. And then I gave the altar call. And the leader of all the high chiefs, the chairman of all the courts, was the first one to come forward. And when he was coming forward, all the chiefs followed him. And he gave his life to Jesus. Now, after the service, the king said we should do a follow-up. So we went to this high chief, and the king asked him, do you understand what you have done? Why did you come forward? He said, oh, you see this small boy, challenging all of us, who does not know that there is somebody behind him? It is the one behind him I surrender to. We prayed again. He was an old man. Must be close to 90. 30 days later, he died. He had served the devil all the days of his life. He was destined for hell. But he helped himself. He surrendered his life to Jesus 30 days before he died. His destiny changed. He's one of the people I'm looking forward to seeing when I get to heaven. Will you help your destiny? If you are still living in sin, and you are yet to surrender your life to Jesus, you better come now. Tomorrow might be too late. Only God knows how many of us will still be alive by this time tomorrow. You can help your own destiny by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And if you claim that you are born again and you are still living in sin, stop deceiving yourself. Come to Jesus now. Let him reshape your destiny. I'm going to count from 1 to 12. By the time I say 12, if you are not already standing before me, I will know you are not coming. And we'll go to section B. I'm counting now. 1. Three. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Everything about him becomes new, including the destiny, including the destiny that has been tarnished. He said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The choice is yours now. 4.
Thank you, those of you who are clapping for Jesus. He will glorify your destiny. Five. Six. Seven. And those of you at the various view centers, approach the altar now if you want to surrender your life to Jesus. Because what is happening here can be done for you over there too. Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven.
Okala.
Now those of you who are already in front, and those of you who are on the way, cry to Jesus Christ and ask Him to be merciful unto you. Call on Him now and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Give me a new beginning, including a new beginning of my destiny. Call on Him. May those of you on the way, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Hurry up, I know some of you are coming from afar. But hurry up. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. That the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede for them. Intercede for them. God will have mercy on them and forgive all their sins. Give them a brand new beginning. Let's pray for them for another 1 minute. And those of you who are still on the way, hurry up now. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Thank you, Father. Counselors, please begin to come. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father, my God, I want to bless your holy name. I want to thank you for your word, and I want to thank you for these people who have come. Please remember your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Please, as you save their souls tonight, Write their names in the book of life. Give them a new beginning. Don't let them go back to sin. And from now on, Father, whenever they call on you, please answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I rejoice with you, because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. So the counselors will give you a card which you should fill very quickly and then give back to them, because we are going to wait for you until you are finished before we go to section B, because we are very special people now. Congratulations. Congratulations. We'll have some worship while the counselors are attending to these people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, now we want to go to section B.
This
is a section where you are going to pray. And if I were you, I would pray tonight like I've never prayed before. I said, God can help your destiny. Let me put it this way. God will help your destiny. And he can use different people to do so. And I'm going to mention them one by one. And then call on you to stand and pray. Relatives. God can use your relatives to help your destiny. Let's start with Moses. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. By the time Moses was born, death was already waiting for him. There was already an order from the king that every male Hebrew child must be killed. The mother saw this baby and said, I refuse to kill this one. The mother helped his destiny. And then, when the boy became too big to be hidden, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 4 to 9, Exodus 2, 4 to 9, and the mother put him in a basket and put him on River Nile. His sister watched over him until he got to where God is going to continue the help. The mother started. The sister continued. And then, just one more example before we prayed prayer number one. In Genesis 27, from verse 26 to 33, the father of Jacob began to pour blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon this young man. The blessings were so much that there is no way that boy would not have become great. Your mother can help. Your sister can help. Your father can help. Relatives can be used. I've told you before, I am where I am today by the grace of God and the blessing of my mother. That when I was very little, anytime I did something that pleased her, she had only one prayer. You, this boy, you will call one person, 200 will answer. I didn't understand what she meant, but today I can see what she was talking about. The father of Jacob poured a blessing on him. Now there might be some of us
The father had not blessed us. The mother has not blessed us. But there is a father of fathers. And he's here today. I want you to stand on your feet and lift your voice to him and say, Father, you are the father of all fathers. Command a blessing on me today. Go ahead, open your mouth and cry to him. You are the father of all fathers. Command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing. Command a blessing upon me today. You are the father of all fathers. Maybe my father forgot to bless me. Or my mother forgot to bless me. But you are the father of all fathers. Please command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing upon me today. Almighty God. Command a blessing upon me today. If you bless me, I will be blessed. If you bless my destiny will be blessed. Command a blessing. Command a blessing upon me today. Almighty God. Command a blessing. You are the father of all fathers. Command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing upon my destiny. If you bless me, I'll be blessed. If you bless me, I will reach my goal. If you bless me, nothing will be able to stand in my way. If you bless me, where I can't even dream possible, I will get there. Command a blessing upon me today. Almighty God, command a blessing upon me today. Command a blessing upon me today. Please, Lord, command a blessing. Command a blessing upon me today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Let's be seated. Number two. When God wants to help your destiny, he can use friends. A very classical example is Jonathan versus David.
You
can read 1 Samuel chapter 20. You can read the whole chapter. It's a very beautiful story of friendship. The king wanted to kill David, the prince. The prince decided to help. Jonathan said, no, I'm not going to let my father kill you. You are going to be king. I will help your destiny. And he did. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs 18, verse 24 tells us that there is a friend that can stick closer than a brother. In other words, even when relatives cannot help you, there are friends that can stick closer than a brother. In fact, Proverbs 27 verse 10. Proverbs 27 verse 10. Proverbs 27:10 says, don't forsake the friends of your father. Don't forsake your own friends. Because a friend, a neighbor that is near is better than a brother that is far away. There's an English proverb. It says, make new friends and keep the old. He said one is silver and the other is gold. Keep on making friends. You never can tell which one God will use to help your destiny. I was once a sports master in a grammar school. And so we went to have a competition in another town with another school. And then myself and the games master of the other team, we began to boast. My team will just trash your team. Oh, he said, no, our team will reduce your team to nothing. You will need several baskets to carry away the goals. And in during our boasting, we became friends. After all, birds of the same feather flock together. And then years passed. I left the grammar school. I came to University of Lagos. To do my master's degree. I applied for federal scholarship. I didn't even get a reply. And then one day, as I was walking in the campus of the university, I saw this games master. How are you, my friend? What are you doing here? I'm doing postgraduate studies. What about you? He said, I'm now working with the Federal Ministry of Education. Oh, I said, you people, I applied for school. You didn't even call me for interview. He said, you applied? I said, I did. I said, okay, you hear from us. The following week, I got a letter. No interview. But my scholarship has been granted. I'm backdated to the day I applied. That was the money I used to build my first house. Stand on your feet. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, please put my friends at the position where they'll be able to help me. Come on, pray for your friends. Almighty God, put my friends in position where they'll be able to help me. Lord, do it today. Put my friends in strategic positions where they will be able to help me. Please, Lord, put my friends in strategic positions where they be able to help me. Help my friends so they be able to help me. Place them where they be able to help me. Promote my friends, Lord, so they be able to help my destiny. Please, Lord, place my friends where they will be able to help me. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Place my friends where they will be able to help my destiny. Please, Lord, if you will position my friend strategic places, they'll be able to help my destiny. Please, Lord, help my friends so that they'll be able to help me. Help my friends, Lord, so they'll be able to help me. Help my friends, Lord. Help my friends. If you promote them, they will be able to help my destiny. Please help my friends so they'll be able to help me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Number three. God can use servants. Ordinary servants can help your destiny. In the case of Naaman that I mentioned earlier on, it was an ordinary maid that started him on the journey to recovery. Gehazi was a servant. And Naaman had his own servant too who helped. And when you get to Genesis chapter 41, verse 1 to 44, Genesis 41,
Genesis
verse 1 to 44, it was a servant of
Pharaoh
that God used to pick up Joseph from prison and turn him to a prime minister. A servant. God can use somebody you are looking down upon as a nobody to bless your destiny. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 to 20. Genesis
15:19-20.
The Bible tells us that the destiny of Joseph was to preserve the whole world. Well, the whole world. There might be somebody here tonight, for example, who is going to influence the whole world for good. And it might be just an ordinary servant that God will send to set you on your way to destiny. A driver witnessed to the wife of his master. She gave her life to Jesus. She went and witnessed to her own sister. She gave her life to Jesus and received a miracle of healing. And together they decided to start a church, a branch of our church. A branch of our church in their town. The elder sister gave her house. When that house became too small, she gave another. When that one became too small, she gave land. When that one wasn't enough, she gave more. Today, through the effort of that driver, there are thousands of churches and people close to hundreds of thousands on their way to heaven. Now that elder sister had only one child, and she was wondering, only one child. But now she had thousands of children because a driver decided to be used of God so that he can become a helper of destiny. Be careful how you treat your housemaid. Be careful how you treat your house help. Be careful. Be careful how you treat your interpreter. It may help your destiny. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day I was cracking a joke with my driver. I said, your duty is just to drive me wherever I'm going. As soon as we land, you keep on enjoying yourself. And me, I will keep on fasting and praying and preaching. He said, Daddy, that is not true. When you are preaching and praying for you, stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, from sources I don't expect, send help to me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. From sources I don't expect, send help to me. Send help to me. Send help to me. From sources I don't expect, send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Send help to me. Send help to me. From sources I don't expect at all. From angles I am not looking at. Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Send to me those who will help my destiny. Send help to me. Send help to me. From sources I don't expect. Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Send help to me. from sources I don't expect at all. Send help to me. Send those who will help my destiny. Send those who will help my destiny. From sources I don't expect. If I'm looking for help from the right, send help from the left. If I'm expecting help from the front, send help from behind. Send help to me from quarters I don't expect. Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Send help to me. From unexpected sources. Almighty God, send help to me. From sources I don't expect. Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Thank you, Father. Number four. Enemies. God can use your enemies to bless your destiny. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said there is a student here today. Up till now, you are considered just average. Lord asked me to tell you from tonight you begin to shine. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here. For years, you have been fighting this private war. Lord asked me to tell you, before the year ends, you win. Okay. Now, enemies, we said. Well, let me say amen to this one. Because the Lord said there is someone here tonight. A powerful friend is going to remember you for good. I was talking about enemies. A classical example of someone that enemies helped his destiny is Joseph. Genesis 37, verse 13 to 28. Genesis 37. Verse 13 to 28. Joseph would never have gotten to Egypt. He never would have reached where God was going to make him the ruler. If his brothers have not hated him, if they had not sold him to slavery, They sold him so they can get rid of him and all his dreams. They didn't know they were pushing him towards his destiny. In Genesis 39, from verse 1 to 23. Genesis 39. Verse 1 to 23. Joseph got to Potiphar's house.
Joseph Odele Potiphar.
And he began to prosper. And he became the managing director of all the businesses of
Potiphar.
Even though he was still a slave, and by then he must be enjoying, thinking that, this is not bad. Until the wife of the master asked him to come and commit adultery, and he refused. So the woman got him thrown to jail. If the woman had not got him thrown to jail, he would never have met the man who finally introduced him to Pharaoh. Don't pray that all your enemies will die. Some of them are necessary to push you towards your destiny. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, the reason Hannah kept on praying, that I must have a child, is because the second woman in the house will not allow her to rest. She kept on vexing
her.
The Bible said the husband will give double portion to Hannah. The husband said to her, "Am I not more than many children to you?" But instead of her relaxing, the adversary did not allow her. The enemy that will push you towards your destiny is a good enemy. I've told you the story before. I applied for Commonwealth Scholarship. And I was invited for the interview. And like you all know, the questions in mathematics is either you know the answer or you don't. If I say what is 2 plus 2, you all know the answer. You say 4. If I say what is the square root of 2. Sorry, I know that is difficult to interpret. You will say you mean 2 has root, whether square or round. All the questions they asked me, they were simple questions. I was wondering, do they know that I'm a honor student? But the chairman of the panel, all the time they were asking me questions, he was fast asleep. I won't tell you from what part of the country.
After all the others were satisfied, they woke him up. Do you have a question for this young man? He said, Where is Entebbe? I said, sir, I'm not here for geography. And everybody laughed. But they laughed at the chairman. So you know the result of the interview. When I left the place, I was sad. What's this enemy doing here, God? But as I was coming out, I met an old lecturer who was my lecturer at the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. Enoch, what are you doing here? I came for a scholarship interview. He said, well, why? I want to go abroad to study. He said, you don't have to go anywhere. I know you. Come and study under me here. That's how I became a student at the University of Lagos. That's how I got born again. That's how I became a pastor. That's why I'm standing before you today. He took an enemy who pushed me towards my destiny. Stand on your feet and lift your voice to the Almighty God. I said, Father, every enemy I have, let them push me towards my destiny. Open your mouth and cry to me. Every enemy I have, use them, Lord. Let them push me towards my destiny. Every enemy, whether the one I know or the one I don't know, let them push me towards my destiny. Let them push me towards my destiny. Every enemy, whether from my father's side, from my mother's side, in my husband's house, in my wife's house, in my place of work, let them all push me towards my destiny. Let them push me towards my destiny. All my enemies, Lord, without a single exception, let them push me towards my destiny. Let them push me towards my destiny. All my enemies, Lord God Almighty, without a single exception, use them, Lord, to push me towards my destiny. Use them to push me towards my destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, please be seated. Number 5. God can use a servant of God to help your destiny. In 1 Samuel chapter 16,
Samuel,
from verse 1 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, 1 to 13,
Samuel,
God wanted to appoint a king. And he sent Samuel to the house of Jesse. The father of David didn't help him. His brother didn't help him. But the servant of God said, "We will not sit down until you bring this boy. I decree tonight, all those who will help you, they won't be able to rest until they have helped you." It was Samuel that set David on course for his destiny.
Samuel,
in 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, 8 to 16, the widow of Zarephath and her son, they would have perished if Elijah didn't arrive on time. In the name that's above every other name, the help you have been waiting for, we arrive on time. In 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, the Shunammite woman would have died childless if Elisha had not stayed in her house. God used a man of God to make the joy of that woman complete. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, it was Elijah that God used to help the destiny of Elisha. Elisha said, "I want a double portion of your spirit." Double portion of what you have. Give it to me. You know what the man of God said? Thank you, Father. God had answered the prayer of someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you, your breakthrough is coming, but not from the direction you expect. Thank you, Father. Just let it come, that's all. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, it was Elijah that God used to help the destiny of Elisha. I've told you the story.
1979.
Myself and some people, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Baba ati awon kan won lo si Tulsa ni Oklahoma
to attend a camp meeting.
Lati lo si di ifejopo awon onigbagbo kan.
And there I saw miracles happening raw.
Ibe ni mo ti ri ise iyanu oju koroju.
At the end of the program, I said, "I must see the man in charge." They said, "It is not possible." I said, "I must see him."
Well, one way or the other, God opened the door. As soon as other people heard that I was going to see this man of God, they jumped on the bandwagon. We got to his office. And he said, yes, what can I do for you? One fellow answered and said, sir, I want to be distributing your books in Nigeria. Another one said, I want to be distributing your tapes. Another one said, I want to be distributing your magazines. And so on and so forth. Finally, he turned to me. Me who booked the appointment. He said, young man, what can I do for you? I said, sir,
Alaga,
everything that is in you that made you. That's what I want. He looked at me and said,
ah,
young man, that's what I want. So he called his secretary. This one wants books. Give him books. This one says he wants tapes. Give him tapes. This one wants magazine. Give him magazine. And so they all left. And then he said to me, young man, kneel down. I went on my knees. And I saw him coming towards me with his two hands. That's all I remembered. When I woke up, I was on the floor. He was kneeling down beside me with his two hands on my head, praying furiously in the spirit. And I knew I got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. I want you to stand on your feet. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. I said, Father, even if it's a fraction of the anointing upon my father in the Lord, give it to me tonight. Give it to me, Lord. Even if it's just a fraction. If it's a fraction of the anointing upon my father in the Lord, let it flow out to me. Let it flow out to me. Help my destiny, O Lord. Help my destiny. Help my destiny. Help my destiny, Lord. Thank you, Father. Help my destiny, Lord, if it is a fraction of the anointing that you have deposited in my father in the Lord. Give it to me, Lord. Let it flow out to me. Let it flow out to me. Let it flow out to me. Let it flow out to me, Lord. Let it flow out to me, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Makushandra Mahapatundi Mokushanti. Remokushikirandra Mahapurokotundi Kurumakashanti. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Begin to heal the sick from now on in Jesus' name. Begin to raise the dead from now on in Jesus' name. Become a vessel unto honor in God's hand from now on in Jesus' name. May God use you to perform miracles for him in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You can be seated. And God himself can help your destiny. Because Psalm 46 verse 1, thank you, Daddy. The Lord asked me to tell someone, relax.
See me.
I will put out the fire of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Daddy said there's someone here. Now, at least someone listening to me now. He says a prominent source of shame in your life will disappear before the sun rises. You can now repeat it. Could you otoma? Okay. All right. Psalm 46 verse 1. Verse 1. Says God is the ever-present help in time of trouble. And that beautiful song that the choir rendered in Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. He said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. If relatives don't help me, if friends don't help me, if servants don't help me, if the man of God for one reason or the other refuses to help me, if only God can help me, that settles the matter. In 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 4 to 8, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4 to 8, when situation became so bad for Elijah that he wanted to die, the helper of the helpless came and said, no, you can't die. You are going to fulfill your purpose. I decree to someone here today, you will not die until you fulfill your destiny. You know, there's a very interesting story in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Verse 1 to 12. 2 Samuel 6, verse 1 to 12. David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant to his city. And the The ox stumbled. And it appears as if the ark was about to fall. And Uzzah tried to steady the ark. And God killed him for insulting him. And David said, I don't know, the ark of the covenant is this dangerous. I'm not taking it to my home. There's a man here called Obed-Edom. Let's take it to his house. If he can die, let him die. He didn't know he was being guided by God to prosper Obed-Edom. 3 months. Is the time that the ark stayed in the house of Obed-Edom. He prospered so mightily that the whole nation heard about it. And then they went and told David, the fellow you thought was going to die has prospered. All those who are expecting your death, my God will surprise them. Which brings us to the text I read at the beginning. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 13. God said, I will help you. I'm the one who will help you. When God helps you, what else are you looking for? And when God wants to help, he does it in his own special way. Nobody can take glory for it at all. If a friend helps you tomorrow, he can say, but I'm the one who helped you. If a relative helps you, can say, but hey, so you have become big man now, you have forgotten us. But when my help comes from God, there be nobody to share the glory. Again, I tell you a story. I've told you these stories before, but I tell you again. When I was getting ready for my PhD, I have started trying to solve a problem for 18 months. I ended up with 186 simultaneous equations. Those of you who know a little bit of mathematics, solving just two is a problem. Not to talk about 186. So I didn't even know where to go anymore. Yeah, one night I look at all the equations. I just push everything aside. I decided to do a little Bible study before I sleep. And I was reading the crossing of the Red Sea. And suddenly God spoke to me. I pray for someone here today. God will speak to you. And he said, son, go and bring your equations.
I didn't know God was interested in mathematics. I brought my equations. And he began to point to me, put this one on the right, put this one on the left, put this one on the right, put this one on the left. By the time I finished, separating them like he said, suddenly I saw that all those ones on the left, they all had something in common. All those on the right, they had something in common. So he says, solve the one on the left separately. Solve the one on the right separately and combine the two.
Yes,
he said that's what happened at the Red Sea. The sea parted into two. My children passed through and the sea came together again. 5 hours. The problem I've been trying to solve for 18 months. 5 hours. My thesis was ready. When I presented the thesis, and they took it to the external examiner, he went through and told my professor, the late Professor Chikeobi, I said, go and give this boy his degree. My professor said, no. That's not the way it is done. There must be an oral exam. He will sit down. We will ask him questions. The man said, the external examiner said, I have no question to ask this boy. Go and give him his degree. My boss said, no way. Then the man said, who is the specialist in this field? To jog pata pata. Is it you or myself? My professor has to say, it is you. I say, I have no question for this boy. Go and give him his degree. When God decides to help you, who can query him? Stand on your feet and lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, help out of the helpless, help my destiny. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Help me yourself. Help me yourself. Help my destiny. You are the helper of the helpless. Help my destiny. Help my destiny. Help my destiny. The helper of the helpless. Help my destiny. Help my destiny, Lord. Help my destiny. Help my destiny. Help my destiny, Father. Help my destiny. You are the helper of the helpless. Help my destiny, Lord. Help me yourself. Help me directly, directly. Through you, you directly, Daddy, help me.
You are the helper of the helpless. I have no help but you. I lift my eyes up to you today. From where will my help come, Lord? Let my help come from you. Let my help come from you. Let my help come from you. Let my help come directly from you. Let my help come directly from you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Almighty God. You are the helper of the helpless. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Helper of the helpless. Help me directly. Help me directly. I have no one else to run to. Help me. Help me. Almighty God, help my destiny. Help me directly. Help me directly. Help me directly. Help me directly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. I'm about to close now. Last but not the least is that you must help yourself. In Genesis 39, verse 7 to 9, the destiny of Joseph would have come to an abrupt end. If he had surrendered to the temptation of the wife of Potiphar. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, when the widow of one of the sons of the prophets was destitute, and she ran to the man of God for help. And the man of God said, do this, do this, do that. If she had not been absolutely obedient, her destiny would have come to an end. The two sons would have become slaves. She helped her own destiny by being totally obedient. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, those who are plotting your destruction shall fall asleep and not wake up. Oh, God have mercy. Amen. I want to say amen to this new one. The Lord said there's someone here tonight The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, before the end of the year, you are going to weep for joy. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19,
where Isaiah,
God said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, your destiny will be fulfilled. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 11,
Malachi 3:11.
The Lord said, the choice is yours. A curse or a blessing? Blessing that there will not be enough room to contain. Or the curse that will cause devourers to come. He said, the choice is yours. He said, give and you shall be given. The choice is yours. It's not going to force you. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. The Almighty God, the one who is sovereign and can do whatever he wants, said, I call heaven and earth to bear witness, asking you to choose between blessing or cursing. He said, the choice is yours. There's no doubt about it that your destiny is great. He said so in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. To have an expected end. Your destiny is a good one. But will you obey him completely? That's going to lead you to the last prayer now. And this one, you pray it if you like. If you like, don't pray it. But I'm going to pray the prayer. I'm going to say, Father, I will obey you all the way. Just fulfill my destiny. I will obey you all the way. I will obey you all the way. Father, that's my own choice. I have chosen to obey you all the way. Please, Lord God Almighty, fulfill my destiny. I will obey you all the way. If nobody else is obeying you, I will obey you. If nobody is praising you, I will praise you. If nobody else is witnessing for you, I will witness for you. If nobody else is giving, I will give. If no one else is paying their tithes, I will pay my own. I have made up my mind, Lord. I am yours all the way. I will do your will. Fulfill my destiny, Lord. Please fulfill my destiny. And I will serve you all the days of my life. That's my own choice, Lord. That's my choice. I will help my own destiny. by obeying you all the way. I will obey you completely. I will do your will. I will do your will. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, if there's any particular area where you need God's help, thank you, Daddy. Daddy said he has healed 3,000 people here tonight. Please let somebody shout a big hallelujah. If there's anything special you want God to do for you, particularly this month, go ahead, ask him now. Ask him. I'm giving you 2 minutes to cry to him. Anything special you want God to do for you, particularly this month of November. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The helper of destinies. The God who created you. The God who established your destiny. We send help to you today. Every plan of the enemy to frustrate your destiny shall be frustrated. All the prayers you have prayed here tonight, God will answer by fire. You will testify. Very, very soon, you'll be weeping for joy. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Unless somebody shout hallelujah.